talk about the Christian season of Advent. In Western churches, Christmas Day always falls on December 25th. In the Eastern Orthodox Church, it is celebrated in early January. Christmas celebrates the birth of Christ 2,027 years ago in Bethlehem. Advent is seen as a time of personal preparation, looking back to Christ's birth and celebrating his birth, and with anticipation, looking forward expectantly to his second coming. It begins on the fourth Sunday of Christmas Day, so this year it will be Sunday, December the 3rd. It is not known when the period of preparation of Christmas called Advent began, though it certainly was in existence at 480 AD. The Council of Tours of 567 introduced an order for all monks to fast every day in the month of December for Advent. The Advent wreath, or Advent crown, is a Christian tradition that symbolizes the passage of 4 weeks of Advent into the liturgical calendar of the Western Christianity. Germans of the 16th century seem to have Christianized the custom of the Advent wreath, and the practice gradually spread throughout Christian world as the Germans immigrated. Advent wreaths and candles are more than just another holiday decoration. These are symbolic items that represent beliefs in a way that recognizes why they are important to the celebration of Christmas. There are four Advent themes that are used in the Sundays before Christmas. They are hope, peace, joy, and love. However, there are three traditions within the Christian community that use these elements in different order, except that hope is always first, and the other three appear in a different order. The order chosen here for explanation is the order of hope, peace, joy, and love. In 1 Corinthians 13:13, quote, "So now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, but the greatest of these is love," end quote. The first candle represents God's people, the candle of hope. Hope is a light shining in a dark place. The second candle is for the Old Testament prophets, the candle of peace. The third candle represents the joy from the shepherd's candle. Known as shepherd's candle, is meant to remind us of the joy of the world at the birth of Jesus, and the faithful have arrived at the midpoint of Advent. The fourth Sunday of Advent is all about love, specifically God's love for the world, Christ's love for all of us, and our love for our neighbors and Jesus. The Advent wreath is the universally recognized symbol of Advent. The wreath is made of a circle of evergreen branches laid flat to symbolize eternal life. Four candles stand in the middle of the circle and represent the four Sundays leading up to Christmas. In the center of the circle is the fifth candle, which is white. It represents that Jesus is the light of the world. And if we follow him, we will never walk in darkness and always have the true light of Christ. It is lit on Christmas Day. These candles represent light of God coming into the world, his Son, Jesus Christ. Yet while praying, in truth, we partially expose some paradoxes which are embedded in the Christian celebration of the Christian season. Today, we'll look at the first one. The first paradox is the word Advent itself. Latin Adventus is a translation of the Greek word parousa, commonly used in reference to the second coming of Christ. Christians believe that the season of Advent serves as a reminder both of the original waiting that was done by the Hebrews for the birth of their Messiah, as well as the waiting of Christians for the second Christ's return. Now, a celebration of birth normally occurs after a birth, but the birth of our Savior has been prophesied and anticipated for over 3,000 years. Looking forward and the expectation is the foundation of hope for a future event. So it was for the first time, and it is the same now for the second coming. Dietrich Bonhoeffer puts it in perspective, and I quote, "Celebrating Advent means learning how to wait. Those who learn to wait are uneasy about their way of life, but yet have seen a vision of greatness in the world of the future and are patiently expecting it to be fulfilled. The celebration of Advent is possible only to those who are troubled in soul, who know themselves to be poor and imperfect, and who look forward to something greater to come. For these, it is enough to wait in humble fear while the Holy God himself comes down to us, God in the child in the manger." End quote from Dietrich Bonhoeffer. When the dust settles from Christmas Day, many of us say, "Thank goodness that's over," when in fact, the celebration of the birth is just beginning. Traditional period of Christmas time was the 12 days from Christmas to January the 6th. The final day is referred to as the Epiphany. So this candle is about hope. Let us review some of what the Scriptures has to say. 1 Peter 1:13. "Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you, the revelation of Jesus Christ." 1 Thessalonians 1:3. "Remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ." Ephesians 1:18. "Having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that you may know that is hope to which you were called, you are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints." Hebrews 10:23. "Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." Isaiah 40:31. "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." And finally, there's Hebrews 11:1. "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." My hope for you this season is to have a blessed, Jesus-filled Christmas season.